Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio. Yeah, okay. What's up, y'all? It's another edition of Monstrous Radio Live. So what's good? It's Takeover Tuesday. That's right, Takeover Tuesday, the only night of the week where y'all can call in, take over the show, talk about what y'all want to talk about. We won't send you a bill. We don't care if you're an actor, you're an author, you're a rapper, you're a singer, even if you just babysit on the weekends. Get it? It don't matter to us. It's Takeover Tuesday. So I'm just DJ E Monster. Let me go over here and check in with the ladies right quick. What's up, Jazzy? How you feeling tonight? What's it like over there in ATL?
What's up? And it is nice and breezy over here in ATL.
Okay. That's what's up. So let's check in the Twin Cities with Miss Unbelievable. What's good, Mama? How you feeling?
Totally unbelievable. Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. There we go. So we got an interview tonight. I think it's going to be a great interview. I think this right here is going to be a shocker. It was a big shocker to me because things to me, they just didn't add up. I'm just saying. So I'm really, really excited to do this interview with this guy, Eli Triplett. So I, Jazzy, so you about ready for the interview tonight?
Of course, I'm always ready. I'm really excited, though. He's dope.
Okay. What about you, Miss Unbelievable? You going to be about ready?
I stay ready, because if you don't stay ready, then you off your game, and my pivot foot stays. Anyway.
Well, check it out, y'all. I actually think we got him here. Before we get into our little breather track, I think we might got him here on the line. So hold on. Let's go over here and check in right quick. I'm just going to shout out the beginning part of the number, 423-304. Who we got on the line?
Yep.
Hello?
Yeah, this is Eli.
What's good, bro?
What's up?
All right.
What's up?
The man
what's
of the hour.
Oh, yeah, for sure. What's happening?
Everything. So, all right, bro. So, hey, we usually play some music to get everybody warmed up and everything, give people a little bit more time to tune in. And glad that you're here because actually I want to play one of your tracks as we open it up here tonight. So I guess if you can, just give us a nice little introduction. I'm going to play your track Triple Double right quick. If you can give us a nice introduction to it.
All right, for sure. This song, you know, it talks about a lot of things that I've been through. I mean, it's really just a song to sit back and vibe to. So, you know, do exactly that. Sit back and vibe to it. It's called Triple Double, and it will be released soon. So, yeah.
And here we go. Right here on Monstrous Radio.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord, I made it out the struggle. I put my family up with all the muscle. Yeah, they took the boy right out the jungle, but you could never take away my hustle. Walking through the rain and all the puddles, said I ain't going back like a rebuttal. I put myself right up out the rubble, and now I'm steady balling triple double. Now I'm steady balling triple double. I feel like a pit without the muzzle. Dog, I'm walking in and starting trouble. They be trying to hop inside the huddle, but secretly be hoping that I fumble. I built up my castle, it won't crumble, cause all my brothers down the Royal Rumble. Like, yeah. Ay, now I'm steady balling triple double. I feel like a pit without the muzzle. Dog, I'm walking in and starting trouble. They be trying to hop inside the huddle, but secretly be hoping that I fumble. I built up my castle, it won't crumble, cause all my brothers down the Royal Rumble. Yeah. And I gotta get it by any means. Rest in peace to all my enemies, cause I'm steady moving on the bigger things. I had to get it for nothing, homie, just take a look at all my history. Now I walk in the mall and ball out, got me feeling like 23. I've got struggle in my memories, now I'm ripping up all of my denim jeans. Everybody used to pick on the kid, now I am the man of the century. I really coming from nowhere, homie, just take a look at what it did to me. Now everybody that used to talk, steady dying off like the Kennedys. Whoa. I swear to God, it's not a single person worthy of my throne.
Real talk.
I had to make it by myself, homie, I was all alone. Now everybody tryna hit up my phone. I swear to God, I'm an introvert, I'm not tryna throw nobody a bone. Like, yeah, hey, now I'm steady ballin' triple-double. I feel like a pit without the muzzle. Dog, I'm walking in and starting trouble. They be tryna hop inside the huddle, but secretly be hoping that I fumble. I built up my castle, it won't crumble, cause all my brothers down the Royal Rumble. Like, yeah. Now I'm steady ballin' triple-double. I feel like a pit without the muzzle. Dog, I'm walking in and starting trouble. They be tryna hop inside the huddle, but secretly be hoping that I fumble. I built up my castle, it won't crumble, cause all my brothers down the Royal Rumble. I built up my castle, it won't crumble, and I ain't finna leave, that's on my mama. They be steady hoping that I fumble, so I'ma take them out just like the garbage. I ain't had it easy, I will struggle. Even to this day, they sleeping on us. But I told my dad that we gon' make it out, and I ain't going back on a promise. I told my little brother that I got it, so I ain't slowing down, I'ma stack them. We be moving up on steady pack. I ain't even used to have a mattress. I ain't have a penny, I was broke. Nowadays they tryna catch me lacking. Someone tell these haters that I got it. Run up on me if you want the static. Run up on me if you want the smoke. Body bag, I carry free loads. Wild boy, I feel like Steve-O. I ain't taking nothing back like repo. Easy shots, I feel like free throw. Chat town, learn the lingo. I got many alter egos. I run the block, I feel like Rico. Yeah. Ay, now I'm steady ballin' triple-double. I feel like a pit without the muzzle. Dog, I'm walking in and starting trouble. They be tryna hop inside the huddle, but secretly be hoping that I fumble. I built up my castle, it won't crumble, cause all my brothers down the Royal Rumble. Like, yeah. Ay, now I'm steady ballin' triple-double. I feel like a pit without the muzzle. Dog, I'm walking in and starting trouble. They be tryna hop inside the huddle, but secretly be hoping that I fumble. I built up my castle, it won't crumble, cause all my brothers down the Royal Rumble.
Yeah. Eli Triplett.
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio Live. Takeover Tuesday. I'm feeling that,
yeah.
Bro. I'm feeling that track right there.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
So, first, I'd like to welcome you to Monstrous Radio Takeover Tuesday. You know, it's another media platform that we have here to help expose upcoming artists that we feel that are coming up really strong and have strong potential at actually doing some real damage out here. So I'd like to welcome to you to our elite clientele of interviews right here on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tried to hype that up. It didn't work too well for me either. But all right, bro, let's go ahead and jump into it. So why don't you go ahead, you know, we like to let people know, get to know who you are before we get to actually talking about your music. So tell us, who is Eli Triplett outside of the music industry?
Honestly, just an overall, you know, a good person. You know, I like basketball. I definitely like music. You know, that's been the thing that's really stuck with me. But, you know, I'm just a 15-year-old rapper. I'm from Chattanooga, Tennessee. And really, you know, this has just been my life ever since I was a kid. So, you know, this is just what I do.
Okay, okay. So so how did you actually get involved in getting into music?
I got involved in music when I was about 8 years old. You know, I was going through a little bit of a rough time. My parents, you know, had started to split up. And, you know, there was a lot of things going on in my life. And, you know, I didn't really have, like, an outlet. You know, for all the stuff I was going through, like I didn't have a counselor or really anybody I could talk to, you know, so I started writing my feelings down, you know, and that's, you know, when I started listening to people like Eminem, and I could really relate to people like that. And so, you know, I started writing poetry and I started writing rap, and, you know, that's really how it all took off.
Okay. Okay. Cause that definitely was going to be my next question. You know, who are some of the artists that you would say pioneered you and your upcoming within listening to hip hop music? So would you accredit most of it to Eminem?
You know, a lot of it was, you know, listening to Eminem, and, you know, just a bunch of various different artists, you know, growing up and, you know, what I was around all the time. And, you know, just really what I've been through is really what inspires my music, so.
Okay. So, all right, let me check over here with the ladies right quick, see if they got a couple questions for you, because, hey, bro, I can go on forever and forever with these questions.
Yeah.
So, all right, we'll start out with you, Jazzy. You got some questions here for Eli Triplett?
Hi, Eli.
Hey, Jazzy.
Yes, I do have a couple questions. So you said you like basketball, right?
Yes.
So do you play basketball at school?
No, actually, I don't play basketball with my school. I play AAU, which is like competitive basketball. And so I travel around and play basketball.
Oh, that's dope. Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. And I noticed you said one of your music icons was Eminem. Mm-hmm. Have you heard his new album that he just dropped?
I did hear his new album, yes.
What do you think about it?
It kind of threw me off guard. Definitely, you know, he was coming for everybody's neck. But I actually really liked it. I think it's proven a statement that, you know, he's back. So, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all the questions I have for you right now. Miss Unbelievable, do you have any questions, Sam?
Hi, Eli.
Hi.
So how does basketball, or does basketball give you a sense of discipline when it comes to your writing?
It definitely gives me discipline because, you know, when I was younger, I used to play basketball all the time. And, you know, that's one of the things that, like, instilled discipline in me, you know, going to practice and having to make sure to be at practice. And, you know, definitely, like, all the running that you do in basketball and, you know, any sport, really, you have to be really disciplined in order to continue to show up to practice, you know. So, you know, that's definitely instilled a whole lot of hard work and discipline.
Okay. So what's your what was your biggest inspiration when it came to music? Like, did you always know that you wanted to rap, or did that something that just, you know, helped you out growing up?
Honestly, I feel like I've always known that this is what I wanted to do. But it really was something that helped me growing up, you know, and it helped me get through a lot of hard times and stuff that I was going through. So.
Okay. So that's all I have for right now, E-Monster.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, so I want to play another one of your tracks, and then when we come back, we're going to have some more questions for you. The one I got set up next is your track called Too Lit. You want to tell us a little bit about this track before we spin it?
Too Lit, it, like I said, you know, these songs are really vibes, and this was just, I was just feeling too lit at the time, so, you know, just turn up with it.
Okay, here it is, right here on Takeover Tuesday, Monsters Radio Live.
Right through my city, I'm bumping, and I cannot deal with assumptions. They told me I'm getting too lit, I need to pipe down for the function. Hey, ever since I was a kid, I did not do well with instructions. I just be living my life, I don't got time for interruptions. Nah, hey, right through my city, I'm bumping, I cannot deal with assumptions. They told me I'm getting too lit, I need to pipe down for the function. Hey, ever since I was a kid, I did not do well with instructions. I just be living my life, I don't got time for interruptions. Nah, they been told me pipe down, but I'm on a whole nother wave. You in a whole nother game, true religion size on all of my genes. They ask me why I be flexing so much, because of what I overcame. Everybody say I changed, now they begging me for change. Whoa, hop in the car, we got it, pull up to the function. We bought it, if we show up to the party and get rowdy, then when they call 12, we all get up out it. If you keep bragging about all of the money you got, then I guarantee we on your pockets. Everybody wanna be a starter, but on my mama, I ain't watching, yeah. I came from nothing that was humbling. I grabbed a bag and I ain't fumbling. He keep talking like he wanna run up. If he wanna run up, tell him run up then. I was in these streets every day selling CDs. What you know about hustling? Dog, I really been hungry. You know that we finna make them all fumbling. Right through my city, I'm bumping. I cannot deal with assumptions. They told me I'm getting too lit. I need to pipe down for the function. Hey, ever since I was a kid, I did not do well with instructions. I just be living my life. I don't got time for interruptions. Nah, hey. My city, I'm bumping, I cannot deal with assumptions. They told me I'm getting too late, I need to fight down for the function. Hey, ever since I was a kid.
kid, I did not do all the instructions. I just be living my life, I drove right top of interruptions. Whoa, I don't got time, dog, I've been on go. I'm steady working and dog, I've been grinding everything that's mine, I got on my own. Everybody trying to drum me down, but I swear to God, I gotta stay afloat. I'm the king and it's on my mama, I won't let nobody take my throne. Riding around town with my homies, I'm chilling, just me and my bros. It's hard to focus on the subject when all these females in my phone. I got so many girls on my line, you would've thought I had a clone. I don't got no time for stress, dog. I spent too many nights on the road. Yeah, I'm steady working, I'm on my grind. Up in the studio, cooking like every night. Moving state to state, steady working. You would think that I'm Jordan, the way I take flight. So I'm steady grinding, making sure that I'm getting it right. I swear to God, it ain't stopping me, cause I'm one of a kind, yeah. I want a couple $100 bills sitting by the pool. I want a balcony up on the 8th floor, homie. Just take a look at the view. Yeah, ain't nobody on my level. And I'm sorry, homie, that's the truth. Yeah, I cannot deal with assumptions. Whoa, dog, I don't mean to be rude, but I right through my city, I'm bums, and I cannot deal with assumptions. They told me I'm getting too lit, I need to fight down for the function. Hey, ever since I was a kid, I did not do well with instructions. You be living my life, I don't got time for interruptions. Nah, ayy, right through my city I'm bumping, I cannot deal with assumptions. They told me I'm getting too lit, I need to pipe down for the function. Ayy, ever since I was a kid, I did not do well with instructions. Ayy, I just be living my life, I don't got time for interruptions. Nah.
That's what's up. Eli Triplett. So, all right, bro. I'm glad I played that one because I love how you said you ain't about to deal with assumptions. I'm gonna put it right out here on Front Street. I mean, I'm pretty sure you probably do get a lot of assumptions when people first see you. Probably when you have rabbit shows, the people who may not know of you, and they might have an assumption that you might perform a certain type of way by the way that mm-hmm. you look. I admit I heard your song at first, bruh, before I actually got to, you know, your bio and everything, and I'm like, okay, and to me it didn't match up. I had to double look.
Yeah.
But it's obviously you. So I mean, do you deal with challenges with people assuming that you're gonna be a different type of artist than what you are?
That's definitely something that, you know, you have to deal with, especially being, you know, a white and mainly a black culture, but honestly, I don't view it as that. You know, I like music. This is what I'm here to do, is make good music. And so, honestly, as long as I'm doing my job, you know, I'm not really worried about much else. You know, it definitely makes people, you know, take a second look and everything. And you know, that's definitely something that I get often. But you know, I just make good music, and you know, that's what I'm here to do. So,
right. Okay. Ladies, you want to chime in on the comment I just had?
This is Jazz. I have to say that when I first seen you, like, I seen y'all go up, but I didn't know where y'all was going. Like, and then when I seen y'all up, I seen y'all upstairs. I was like, I really didn't think he was there as an artist. I don't know why, but I didn't. I had put you on my live before I even heard you, and I had no idea what you were gonna do. Like, I was I was just like, your look was so fresh. I had to put you on my live, and I didn't even know who you was. After you started rapping, I turned around like, whoa, what?
Yeah, that,
like, I really was blown away, for real.
Yeah, I carry a shock factor, I guess.
Yes, you definitely have that
shock factor. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, yeah. What would you consider the uniqueness about you that grabs people's attention towards you? What's unique about you?
What'd you say?
What's unique about you that grabs people's attention? Like, what is that one thing that they're like, oh, that's me, you know, that sets you apart from everybody?
I would just say how aggressive I am. And, you know, I feel like you can really feel where I'm coming from throughout my music, whether, you know, it's the previous song, you know, Too Lit, and it's just, like, you know, aggressive and, like, a really turned up vibe, or, you know, I'm talking about my past and the things that I've been through, or, I'm just really aggressive and showing you that I'm hungry for this and this is what I need to have, I feel like that you can feel me through my music, so.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got more questions there, Ms. Unbelievable?
No, that was, I was like, okay. Because I like how it sounds. Like, his sound is like, it draws you in, and then when that that beat drops, it's like, okay, here we come. Y'all ain't ready? Here it is, though.
Yeah.
So it's his music. Yeah.
Right,
his music speaks.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. So you know, what do you want your legacy? Say, like, you know, Tupac has his legacy. Biggie has his legacy. So on and so forth. I can go on for days. What do you want the Eli Triplett legacy to be?
Honestly, I just, I want to make a change in people's lives. And, like, because for me, there wasn't really many people that I could look up to. And in terms of my situation and what I was going through, with my parents splitting up and, the kinds of things that I had to deal with. And so, with some of the newer songs that I'm coming out with, I'm making sure to touch on, my situation and what I've been through, for the kids out there who have been through similar situations, and try and touch those kids, basically. But if not that, that just my music lives on forever, really.
Okay. I should already ask you this like 3 or 4 different times, so I'm going to hit you like a couple good times before we get up out of here. But please tell the people, how can they get a hold of you? If they want to get a hold of you for either your music, booking, and things like that.
You can find all my music on all of my social media platforms. On every social media platform, it's Eli Triplett. That's Eli space Triplett. And for all bookings, you can hit my booking email at bookelitriplett@gmail.com, or you can hit my booking number, which is 423-355-3381.
Okay. Now, I do want to spin another track, and then when we come back, I want to talk about some of the things that you've done between your start and where you are to now. You dig? So let me see. All right. What other one do I got for you? Let's see. Matter of fact, I like this one right here, too. It's called Meant to Be, because I think you are meant to be on Monsters Radio.
Oh, yeah.
Takeover Tuesday with E-Monster and the Monstars. No, I'm going to calm down, bro. But tell us a little bit about this track before we go into it.
Like I said with the previous ones, man, it's a vibe, just kick back, relax to it, and let the music speak for itself, you know what I'm saying? It's called Meant to Be. It'll be on all streaming services soon. So, yeah, just kick back and let the music speak.
Here you go.
Cooking up, I got the recipe. I feel like Dexter and the lab, man, they can't get to me. They steady hating on the killer, got this jealousy. I'm just trying to grind all of the time, that's how it's meant to be. I've been cooking up, I got the recipe. I feel like Dexter and the lab, man, they can't get to me. They steady hating on the killer, got this jealousy. I'm just trying to grind all of the time, that's how it's meant to be. That's how it's meant to be. I won't let them get to me. I've been cooking up. I feel like Dexter in the industry. Boy, I got $1 million mine. I'm feeling like a king, but I ain't never had a silver spoon. I grew up in these streets. They been flexing on the kid. That's nothing new. Diamonds when I'm steady dripping like I've been up in a pool. I won't never let you play me. My father ain't raised a fool. Dog, I might just call him NASA because we headed for the moon. I've been on a whole nother wave right now. I've been on the ground making plays right now. I might call him new cause the way we be vibing it feel like we in out of space right now. Ooh, wait, the way we be flexing it look like you ain't even in the same game right now. And I'm on the grind it feel like there really ain't much you can say right now, yeah. I've been cooking up, I got the recipe. I feel like Dexter in the lab, man, they can't get to me. They steady hating on the killer, got this jealousy. I'm just trying to grind all of the time, that's how it's meant to be. I've been cooking up, I got the recipe. I feel like Dexter in the lab, man, they can't get to me. They steady hating on the killer, got this jealousy. I'm just trying to grind all of the time, that's how it's meant to be.
I put my city on the map.
On the map.
I got the sauce and that's a fact. Messing with the kid and it's a rap. Cause I'm running the race, you might get lapped. Dog, I'm in the future, you the past. I got the recipe, that's why they don't mess with me. She know that I'm the man, that's why she messaged me. I won't make a way out for my family, that's the destiny. I guarantee that they gon' all remember my legacy.
Yeah, yeah.
I get my bread and count my guap. I think they cut my brakes cause I can't stop. I am not LeBron, I'll never flop. I put on for my squad, that's why we never take a loss. I'm a floss, my whole team finna put on with a boss. I've been cooking up, I got the recipe. I feel like Dexter and 11, they can't get to me. They steady hating on the killer, got the jealousy. I'm just trying to grind all of the time, that's how it's meant to be. I've been cooking up, I got the recipe. I feel like Dexter and 11, they can't get to me. They said he hating on the killer, got the jealousy. I'm just trying to grind all of the time, that's how it's meant to be.
Look, I'm over here slacking. I'm over here grooving to the music. I'm over here slacking. I forgot I got to be on the board. So, all right, bro. So why don't you tell us, first of all, do you remember the first song that you wrote and recorded?
The first song I wrote and recorded, it was actually a song. It was called Crown Me. And now that I think back on it, it's like, you know, like when you think back on older stuff that you do, you always end up hating it, you know. At the time, I thought the song was, like, amazing, right? And we went to the studio. The dude, like, talked to us, and he was, like, you know, trying to make sure that he didn't overcharge us, right? He ended up charging us, like, $400. Like, you know, crazy overcharges and everything. But we got the song back. You know, it sounded good and everything. But, you know, you could tell I was really young. It's actually okay. Still up on my YouTube at this point, man. Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. That's the first music video I shot and everything.
That's what's up. So, all right, so people can actually go and see the progress between then and today.
Yeah,
Matter of fact,
you can definitely see the progress. I went from, I used to have to go out to a studio record and everything. Now I record, engineer, mix all my music, as well as shoot all my own music videos, direct them and edit them and everything like that.
Okay. Tell us, how did that come about? I mean, was that because you didn't want to get overcharged by, you know, people? Or, I mean, how did that go about, you learning to do it
honestly,
all yourself?
It was just a lack of money. And I was so motivated, like, you know, you can book a studio session 2 weeks from now, you know what I'm saying? But I don't want to sit around for 2 weeks, you know, so I went out there, I got, like, a keyboard, I got FL Studio, and I started learning how to make beats, and I was, you know, started, you know, and at first, you know, they were no good, but I continued, you know, tried them, continued to make beats, you know, until I could start to make good beats, and then I learned how to record my vocals. I went out and bought myself, like, a $200 microphone. Started recording my vocals, you know, mixing them, engineering them. And, you know, over the process of since I was, like, 12, you know, like, 3 or 4 years, I you know, I've come to where I am now. But, you know, I just, from not having the money to go to a studio but wanting, you know, to pursue a career so bad, like, that's basically where that come from, yeah.
Right, okay, yeah, because I was about to say what you keep saying when you was growing up, like, you're only 15, bro. You only 15. I mean, but you did say
yeah,
you started when you was 8.
Yeah, it's been, like, for me, it feels like a long time. You know what I'm saying? So.
Okay. So, all right. So, I mean, tell us about a little bit. Give us a little story about the journey of how it began to now. I mean, do you start at, like, if you remember doing your first show?
Honestly, the first thing that I remembered when I really started taking music seriously, I had already been taking music seriously, but I was a shy kid, you know, I had to deal with bullies and stuff like that. So I never really wanted to, you know, post to social media or anything about my music, and I never would even post my music. I would just write it and kind of, like, push it off to the side. And then my dad was like, yo, like, I'm going to give you an ultimatum. Like, this is too good. You got to post something, right? And so I, like, made a little Instagram video just of me freestyling, and then I posted it, and it, like, went crazy, which now it's not – you know, the numbers aren't too huge, but for me, when I got like 1,000 views in the first week, and I was, like, flipping out, you know what I'm saying? and it just felt really good. And that's, you know, when I knew, like, I want to start pursuing a career in this. And then, like I said, I went out, I recorded the song Crown Me. And I actually shot the music video with a friend of mine, and he actually, like, shot the video and everything. And then we linked up on a track together, and he brought me out to a small venue in my city, Chattanooga. And that's when I had my first show, actually.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I've definitely came a long way, whether it's, like, stage presence or, you know, any of that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because,
yeah.
It looks like you did a lot of performances, bro. You did the NBA Summer League.
Yep,
tell us
yep.
about some of these events, especially this Compton Block Party. I was like, wait, he did the Compton Block Party? Okay, well, we'll get to that. But tell us about, you know, what's it like on some of these other events that you did, and what was, did you get the Shock Factor? Tell us about it.
Yeah. I actually had two shows in Compton. I had one show, a park, and it was like a family event, basically. And then I had another event, which was the Compton 4th of July Block Party. It was just on a block in Compton. It was kind of a family event. You know, it was a block party in Compton. I mean, you know, it kind of speaks for itself.
Right.
Yeah, but I went out there, and, you know, I performed. And, like, afterwards, you know, I didn't know if they were going to love it or if they were going to hate it. You know what I'm saying? And then, like, a group of people approached me, and they started dapping me up. They were like, yo, that was hard. That was hard, you know. And so, you know, it felt really good after that show. I did, like, a little small tour across the whole state of California through, like, Nevada. And I started the tour, you know, doing small shows, like the shows in Compton. And then I traveled up to, like, San Jose. I did a car show with, like, a couple thousand people there. I did, like, the BET Teen Experience Weekend, stuff like that. I also did a show at Venice Beach. And then I traveled in and I did the NBA Summer League show. And that was a halftime show in an NBA Summer League stadium, which was, like, completely, like, to this day, I still don't even fathom doing that, because, like, you always see the NBA logo and everything, and, like, that was me standing on the NBA logo. So, like, it's kind of hard to fathom, but, you know, it was pretty crazy. Like,
right.
It's almost unreal to a point, you know?
Well, I'm glad to hear you're enjoying it, you know what I mean?
That's
really important in this industry. So I'm gonna see if the ladies got some more questions for you. We'll start with Miss Unbelievable first this time. You got some more questions?
Yeah, Eli. Is there any other genre of music that inspires you?
Is there any what? I'm sorry.
Is there any other music genre that inspires you?
Honestly, my whole entire life, I've just really listened to rap. I can't say that there's many music genres that inspired me other than, you know, rap and the whole hip-hop community. And honestly, that I've really even, like, I listen to music and I appreciate music for what it is. You know, I love all genres of music, but, you know, rap's really what I've been, you know, that was what I was raised around my whole entire life, so.
Nice. And so, within next year, where would you like to see yourself at?
Within
the artist that you would like to work with?
I'd like to see myself, you know, constantly doing shows, and, you know, turning this into more of a career and, you know, taking it as a business, and, you know, continuing to profit. But I would like to see myself working, you know, with more mainstream artists, and, you know, starting to make my way up there. In the ranks, you know, some artists may include, like, honestly, I would love to be working with somebody like, you know, Kevin Gates or, you know, huge features like G-Eazy. But honestly, I see myself doing, you know, more smaller things, but still working my way up there.
Okay. All right. That's what you got.
I'm sorry, I had myself on mute. I was talking to myself.
wanted to know what, you know, you've done a lot of things. What are some of the things that you've done already that you're most proud of that you never thought you'd be doing?
I would say definitely that NBA Summer League show. That's an experience of a lifetime. And then as well as the Compton show, you know, it definitely wasn't a couple thousand people. But I don't ever think, like, I think if you would have went back 5 years from now and told myself that I was doing a show in Compton, I think I would have probably looked at you and told you you were crazy. Like, you know, it was pretty surreal. The amount of love that I got at that show, you know, it just made it all worth it.
Okay. That was my only question, you monster.
So we do have one caller over here that has pressed one. So let's go over here and check in with them right quick and see if they may have a question at this point. You heard us early in the show, listener. This is your turn. I see that you pressed one. 404. You know the rest.
Yes.
You got a
hey.
Question for us tonight?
Hello.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, what's good, man? It's Chef One calling to say what's up to Eli.
Oh, what's up, Chef?
From AMT.
Yeah.
Hey, Eli. Hey, Jeff.
Hey.
What's up, yo?
I knew that was y'all on hold when, as soon as he called out the number.
We've been here at 8:57. We wasn't going to miss it, man. We really enjoyed you guys. We enjoyed y'all presence, you know, even, you know, the president of our show, y'all came and blessed it. Eli did his thing. He just killed this interview with y'all. We're just
thank
very
you,
proud of him. We just met him and his dad, and they really going far. Trust me. He got a good support system, and just for you to do this for him, that's even more kudos to you, salutes to you, and Monster U.S. Radio, y'all doing y'all thing over there. Good job.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Eli, keep doing what you're doing, man. Your music is bumping.
Thank you, for sure.
We're playing your songs, and we're going to continue to do it. We're going to continue to support. That's what we do.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
See, now that's what's up. Now that's love when people that you've done work with actually call in and say things. A lot of times people say, oh, it's my cousin. Oh, it's my sister. But no, somebody said, no, we've done work with him. They've done outstanding work. They did what they're supposed to do. Now, that's love, like love.
Yeah, that's love.
Yes,
that's love.
Yes, absolutely. And guess what, y'all? I'm not easily impressed. Anybody that knows me, they know I'm not easily impressed. Not at all.
Amen to that.
Okay. So Eli, so we got one more track of yours to play. So let's go ahead and get to it. I got a track called 33. So tell us about this track. How'd this one come about?
Okay. This track is called 33. It's in honor of Scottie Pippen. I feel like this song is around the same vibes as Too Lit. It really turns up. And it's a really hard song. So, yeah, just listen to it and enjoy.
There it goes. Monsters Radio Live.
I came from long nights in the trenches, so I don't know nothing but get it. Hey, 33 like Scottie Pippen. If I take my shot, I ain't missing.
No cap.
If she ain't bought it, I'm skipping. Take notes and pay attention. Yeah, this how a real boss get it. We don't do no penny pinching. Nah, I came from long nights in the trenches, so I don't know nothing but get it. Hey, 33 like Scottie Pippen. If I take my shot, I ain't missing. Yeah,
no cap.
If she ain't bought it, I'm skipping. Take notes and pay attention. Yeah, this how a real boss get it. We don't do no penny pinching. Nah. I don't know nothing but get it. 33, that's Scottie Pippen, secure my bag and stack the digits, yeah, ayy, I spend my time in the kitchen, cooking up on city whipping,
whip.
I won't ever take a L, but if I do my bank big, we ain't tripping, With the sauce in the lab, I don't take off, that's a fact. If you talking crazy, you might get smacked. I don't wanna check, I need my cash. I don't slow down, I hit the gas. Vroom, vroom, leave you in the past. Light speed, I be moving fast. My eyes closed, hoping I don't crash. Yeah, I don't take breaks, but if she tripping, then I might need some space. Wait. Nah, for real, please get out my face. Design on my waist, yeah. All of my bars hot like some mace. If you trippin', better tie your lace. If she actin' up, I do the race, yeah. I hit the mall and I cash out. I make a banger and spaz out, ayy. She find the kid so attractive, she look at the boy and she pass out, ayy. You ain't about to catch me lacking, nah. I got this industry mapped out, ayy. Guaranteed it on the go. My whole team is looking stacked now. I came from long nights in the trenches, so I don't know nothing but get it, yeah. Ayy, 33 like Scottie Pippen. If I take my shot, I ain't missing, yeah. If she ain't bought it, I'm skipping. Take notion, pay attention, yeah. This how a real boss get it. We don't do no penny pinching, nah. I came from long nights in the trenches, so I don't know nothing but get it, yeah. Hey, 33 like Scottie Pippen. If I take my shot, I ain't missing, yeah.
No cap.
If she ain't bought it, I'm skipping. Take notion, pay attention, yeah. This how a real boss get it. We don't do no penny pinching, nah.
There it is, Eli Triplett. Monsters Radio, yeah. Takeover Tuesday. So all right, bruh. So now that they done called in and actually sitting here and listening to all your music, now you got me excited to want to know what's the show like. What can people expect when they come out to see you? I mean, you run around in hammer pants. I mean, tell the people what can they expect when they come to see your performance.
The show is, I just like to bring crazy energy. And like I said before, you know, I want you to feel me through my music. So, you know, I try and make you feel me the best I can through my performance. And, you know, I just really give it my all and I leave my all on the stage. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just go out there. I turn up. You know, I have a great time. People in the audience have a great time, of course. And, yeah, you know, I just go out there and give it my all.
Okay. Okay. Tell them again and start out with that booking info, but tell them again, how can they get a hold of you for anything?
Okay, you can book me at my Gmail at bookelitriplett@gmail.com, or you can hit my management's phone number at 423-635-5381. Or if you just want to listen to my music, you can follow all my social medias at Eli Triplett. That's ELITRIPLETT.
Okay, okay. So, ladies, y'all got any more questions for him?
I do not.
I do. I guess it's a question, but not really. I know you was recently on the show with JD, and I want to know, how was your experience doing that? How did you feel? Like, I know that was exciting for you.
See, that's a slippery situation. Cause it's still in the works. So, you know, up to right now, there's not much talking about that.
Okay, I didn't know.
Yeah.
It was still in the works.
Oh yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Oh, okay.
You're welcome.
I guess just to change it off just a little bit, because I did want to know, how do you handle in school with your current situation with the music and the buzz you got going on? You know what I mean? How do you handle in squeezing school in there?
I actually do my school. I do it through an online program through my school. So I'm still registered through my school, but it's actually online. And so that way, you know, I do all my schooling at home, or like when I'm on the road doing shows, I do my schooling, you know, on my computer basically.
Okay. Okay. That's what's up. All right.
Yeah.
All right, bro. You got any last words or any shout outs you want to do?
No, man, thank you guys. Thank you guys for, you know, having me on here. Thank you to Jazzy B. Man, I had a great time. Thank you.
Ladies, y'all want to say any last words to Eli?
I just want to thank you for coming to the show and doing the interview.
you know what? Great job. Your music, it moved me, so I can't wait to hear more from you in the near future. Keep
thank
that grind going.
Oh, for sure.
Okay. So always keep us hip to all your links for your shows, all the activities you got going on, so we can share them as well. Because you know, when you get up to the top, we're gonna be telling people, yeah, we know Eli. Yeah, that's our homie.
yeah.
All right. So
definitely keep
on that
posted.
Note,
thank you.
Okay. So all right. So on that note, I'm gonna go ahead and play his track from the beginning. Up out of here. This one right here, because I like this one right here. This right here really grooves me. This right is called Triple Double, Eli Triplett, Monsters Radio on Takeover Tuesday. We got our Who's Bumping Who and Who's Getting Fat coming up right after this.
Hey, that's probably Tango.
Praise the Lord, I made it out the struggle. I put my family up with all the muscle. Yeah, they took the boy right out the jungle, but you could never take away my hustle. Walking through the rain and all the puddles, said I ain't going back like a rebuttal. I put myself right up out the rubble, and now I'm steady balling triple double. Now I'm steady balling triple double. I feel like a pit without the muzzle. Dog, I'm walking in and starting trouble. They be trying to hop inside the huddle, but secretly be hoping that I fumble. I built up my castle, it won't crumble, cause all my brothers down the Royal Rumble. Like, yeah. Ay, now I'm steady ballin' triple-double. I feel like a pit without the muzzle. Dog, I'm walking in and starting trouble. They be trying to hop inside the huddle, but secretly be hoping that I fumble. I built up my castle, it won't crumble, cause all my brothers down the Royal Rumble. Yeah. And I gotta get it by any means. Rest in peace to all my enemies, cause I'm steady moving on the bigger things. I had to get it for nothing, homie, just take a look at all my history. Now I walk in the mall and ball out, got me feeling like 23. I've got struggle in my memories, now I'm ripping up all of my denim jeans. Everybody used to pick on the kid, now I am the man of the century. I really coming from nowhere, homie, just take a look at what it did to me. Now everybody that used to talk, steady dying off like the Kennedys. Whoa. I swear to God, it's not a single person worthy of my throne.
Real talk.
I had to make it by myself, homie, I was all alone. Now everybody tryna hit up my phone. I swear to God, I'm an introvert, I'm not tryna throw nobody a bone. Like, yeah. Now I'm steady ballin' triple-double. I feel like a pit without the muzzle. Dog, I'm walking in and starting trouble. They be tryna hop inside the huddle, but secretly be hoping that I fumble. I built up my castle, it won't crumble, cause all my brothers down the Royal Rumble. Like, yeah. Now I'm steady ballin' triple-double. I feel like a pit without the muzzle. Dog, I'm walking in and starting trouble. They be tryna hop inside the huddle, but secretly be hoping that I fumble. I built up my castle, it won't crumble, cause all my brothers down the Royal Rumble. I built up my castle, it won't crumble, and I ain't finna leave, that's on my mama. They be steady hoping that I fumble, so I'ma take them out just like the garbage. I ain't had it easy, I would struggle. Even to this day, they sleeping on us. But I told my dad that we gon' make it out, and I ain't going back on a promise. I told my little brother that I got it, so I ain't slowing down, I'ma stack them. We be moving up on steady pack. I ain't even used to have a mattress. I ain't have a penny, I was broke. Nowadays they tryna catch me lacking. Someone tell these haters that I got it. Run up on me if you want the static. Run up on me if you want the smoke. Body bag, I carry free loads. Wild boy, I feel like Steve-O. I ain't taking nothing back like repo. Easy shots, I feel like free throw. Chat town, learn the lingo. I got many alter egos. I run the block, I feel like Rico. Yeah. Ay, now I'm steady ballin' triple-double. I feel like a pit without the muzzle. Dog, I'm walking in and starting trouble. They be tryna hop inside the huddle, but secretly be hoping that I fumble. I built up my castle, it won't crumble, cause all my brothers down the Royal Rumble. Like, yeah. Ay, now I'm steady ballin' triple-double. I feel like a pit without the muzzle. Dog, I'm walking in and starting trouble. They be tryna hop inside the huddle, but secretly be hoping that I fumble. I built up my castle, it won't crumble, cause all my brothers down the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, Eli Triplett. Called Triple Double. If you missed how to get a hold of him, don't forget you can always check out the archive interview 24/7, 365. Just go to Monsters or Blog Talk Radio / Monster US Radio, or just go to monsterusradio.com and you can find everything over there. So, all right, y'all. So I enjoyed that interview with him. He definitely gets that monster salute from me. I think that dude's going to be good no matter where he goes. Whether it's East Coast, West Coast, down South, Midwest, I think he's going to be good no matter where he goes. I really like his music.
I agree,
Lady.
Too. It was real cool.
There we go.
I agree, too. Like, his vibe was amazing. Like, I like how he raps about where he is and not far out, and like he raps where he is in his life, like basketball. You could tell he loves basketball. You could tell he likes being hype, and it's in his music. It ain't talking about things he don't know and ain't been and ain't done and talking later on in life. He's talking about the nows, and it matches his interview. So salute big time.
Right. I think I like even like in one of his songs, he was talking about like how if he's winning, his team's winning. You know what I mean?
Right.
So,
yeah. Right.
Yeah, I'm liking that. Now, I don't like to compare artists with people, but I think I want to try something new with it. And he's inspiring it around here. Call it what y'all want. We can't copyright it because then I'm gonna owe somebody some money. But I'm just saying, if I had to put him on a track with some people, I could see him, like, I could throw him on a track with Wiz Khalifa. He can hold his own. I think I throw him on a track with Meek. I think he can hold his own. That's the level I'm thinking that he's on right now, even.
I agree.
Right. So,
totally agree.
So, all right. So while we wait for Ms. Jazzy B to take herself off mute again,
okay,
let's
I'm
go
on.
Ahead and get into
I'm
this.
On.
I'm already knowing. I'm already knowing.
Get a new queen.
Come on.
Yeah, that was a good look on that one, Jazzy. That's a good look on that one. That's a good look on that one. Good look on finding him.
Yeah, he dope. He real dope.
Okay.
He glued me away, for sure.
Right, yeah, I can imagine. Like, you said, like, you didn't expect it to be like that. And you know what? I think that's his, like you said, his shock factor. I think that's his ace in the hole. You know what I mean? Because you don't expect it. And then he comes so real and rich with it that, I mean, he's already going to respect him regardless. But it's just, like you said, a shock factor. It's just, bam, on you. Just like, what? Did he just, well, damn. Okay, do your thing, homie. I'm with you. Yeah, I'm with you. So, yeah, I can't wait to see him in person, my damn self.
Yeah,
we're gonna have to rally up and pull him out, or we all gonna have to go see him somewhere.
Yeah, I was watching his. He got shows on some shows he did on his Instagram. So I had watched a couple of them. I was like, okay. And then, not to mention, I've seen him perform before us live. So. And then I had my back turned, too, so that made it even, like, when he first started. Yeah, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He got
it. Okay. So, all right, so let's go ahead and jump into this. Who's bumping who and who's getting fat, also known as the gossip lifestyle. So what are we working with tonight there, Miss Unbelievable?
Okay, so now we're working with Mr. Colin Kaepernick and the Nike ad, and the Kim Kardashian reacts to speculation of her hookup with Drake, and the Braxton sisters, one of them, let's guess who the one is, calls Ayanna Vincent the devil, calls her the devil. Let's see why she calls her the devil. So... which story
Wait,
you want me to start off with first?
The devil.
I take it.
Or
the devil.
Deal.
The devil. The D-E-V-I-L.
Like as in Satan. The opposite of
Satan.
The creator.
Yeah.
What? Okay.
But guess which Braxton? Which Braxton do you think that is? Da-da-da-da. I'll go with that first.
Well, I don't know if I want to guess, because I don't know, because I got mixed ideas on who it could be now. Now, it could be Tamar, but then again, too, it could be Tony now. She done hooked up with Birdman. She might be talking all reckless now. I don't know. I don't know. I guess we're going to find out in just a little bit. So, what we leading with?
I'm going to lead off with who calls Ayanna the devil. Let's lead off with her.
The devil.
So,
the devil.
The devil.
Not a devil.
The devil.
Devil. There was some hard words. Okay. Okay.
That
why don't you call her the devil?
Okay, so Tamar called for the devil. So fireworks popped off last week when the Braxton sisters decided to walk out on their own show. So they called Ayatla to repair their relationship. News learned that they needed some help to get their relationship back together when Tracy decided to stay on the show and all the other ones decided to leave. So Tracy called Ayala and convinced them to come on her show. Well, Tamar thought that she was trying to exploit them and create more drama. And so she went on to her Twitter blasting her using her government name, saying Rhonda Harris, went with government name. And said that she's the devil. And then somebody else said, I told y'all that bitch was a fraud. I fucking told y'all. Trust your gut. So it is even more toxic since she tried to come in and help.
Oh, man. You know she was mad. And for those of you that are not from the neighborhood, you dig, when people call out your government name, in a public setting, shots are fired. That's way beyond out of bounds. That's the board, penalty flag, blow the whistle. I'm calling the National Guard. I don't know what to tell you. So, wow, she said her government name. She was mad.
Uh-huh.
Oh snap! No wonder why she called her the devil. Okay, now ain't that what DMX is mad about? Somebody else is mad about her too. We're trying to say, oh, you just trying to exploit me for your ratings. I probably shouldn't have threw out no names like that. Please remember, this is gossip now. This is the gossip show. But yeah, somebody else. Okay, so people starting to really get upset with her. Have you ladies heard of any other times that people have walked off her show?
Heck yeah. Yeah. Yeah, on the show while they're filming. Yeah. Yeah, they say that they're like, nah, I ain't doing this. And, you know, lately I've been glancing at it sometimes, they don't give good results like she used to, you know, get before. So it's interesting, you know, they play it out where she ain't always got the, you know, the answer. And they be like, it don't work.
Right. Or shit. What's the name? Miss Braxton just called her totally out. Like, that's not even your real name. This is your real name. So she's saying, you don't even know what you're talking about. You're not real from get-go. Wow. Okay. It is what it is. Let's see, what else did I have to say? Oh, snap, I had something else. Okay. Moving right along. What else did we got?
So Kim Kardashian reacts to speculation she hooked up with Drake. So Kim K is putting down another rumor. On an Instagram video post by The Shade Room, Nick Cannon and DJ Akinet discussed the feud between Kim's husband, Kanye West, Pusha T, and Drake on Everyday Struggle with Complex. During the talk, they claimed the 37-year-old reality star hooked up with Drake at some point. Cannon, who dated Kim back in 2006, agreed that there might be something to the rumors, saying as fans stepping back, there's something real, personal Drake holds over the whole family, that he's like, y'all don't want me to let this out. Kardashian said it never happened in the story. That song Kiki is not referring to me. That's a name. She said she's a mother of three. The lyrics include Kiki, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you'll never leave you this side because you want me and I need you and I'm down for you always. She said that is not for her. There's no Kiki connection. She said, but she's pretty dang on close. This is Kim talking about she's pretty dang on close. Kiki to her husband, but not to no Drake.
Hmm. Well, all I'm going to say is, first of all, I'm going to run with it. I'm going to say that's who he was trying to talk about. He was talking about her because I always thought he was talking about Riri. That's what he was trying to say. He was talking about Rihanna. But we all know I'm in love with Rihanna. Rihanna just is an angel, and she can't do nothing wrong, and she wouldn't do nothing with a guy like that. So we're going to just go with, yeah, he's talking about her, Kardashian. That's who Kiki is. So we're going to end our speculations right now. Number two is, I mean, what is it with Drake fucking with Kanye? Let's keep it 100. That's where the whole thing with the Pusha thing came from. Kanye or Drake taking shots at Kanye, and Pusha pushed on back. So what is it with Drake fucking with Kanye? Now rumors are jumping out. I mean, who's promoting this? About that could be talking about Kardashian. Is it who's promoting that? I mean, who's doing that?
Is that what they're trying to do? And DJ acronym.
So they just came out the blue and said the Kiki song is about
Kim Kardashian. Came out the blue. The same thing. How does Kanye and Drake, why does Drake get a pass when it comes to Kanye? Does he have something over y'all? Is there something going on that don't nobody know? So, I don't know. He's just getting a pass.
I wonder if that was going to be in that diss record that never came out. But I'm just saying, I ain't going to fall for the bullshit. I'm thinking somebody in there is trying to mess with or trying to make those two go at each other. If it's not didn't come from anywhere from Drake's camp, I'm not going to feed in too far into it because that's just somebody trying to get some shit started and hoping people on the sideline is not seeing what's going on. But I see what's up. Somebody's trying to get some shit started. Somebody, whether it's his camp or not, but somebody is trying to get some shit started. You dig? Here's another one. This whole Eminem and what's his name? Machine Gun Kelly, MGK.
Yeah.
Y'all got the scoop on that? What's the scoop on that?
Well, you know what? The scoop on that pretty much is that he came back with a diss record. I don't know if you heard it. He's going in on Eminem. So, I don't know. I haven't really heard what the beef is. In his song, he was like, "You've been getting over for too long," you know. So I don't know where the beef has come from. I'm looking into it right now. But the song is,
Now, the song's been all over radio. Now, I can't lie. I haven't had a chance to hear the full thing and be able to really analyze it because I was at work while I was trying to listen to it. So, you know, I was preoccupied. But I knew MGK, and Eminem, they haven't been friends for a very long time. apparently, at one point, Eminem even had Machine Gun Kelly. Anything had to do with him, it was banned from his Slim Shady network. Which we all know, the radio podcast and all those type of things. And what it's supposed to have come from is Machine Gun Kelly had put in a song, I believe it is. I don't know if it was a song or an article, but he had said basically, no disrespect, OG, but basically your daughter's starting to look good now. Anybody knows anything about anything with dads and daughters and da-da-da-da-da-da? The M's you cross lines and we can never be friends. And that's the end of it. So that's part of, you know, where a lot of the tension comes from. And now up to date, I'm not for sure if M actually took a shot at MGK in his song and then not heard MGK has dropped a diss track on M within 48 hours, whatever of Eminem's dropping his songs, but that's just the little background noise that I've heard on it so far.
Mm-hmm.
But they said Eminem went in on multiple people. Multiple people. Multiple, multiple, multiple.
Yeah, he did. He did.
Yeah, so basically, if your name starts with a
Lil
Yachty, a little whatever, yeah, they say he basically tore your ass up.
He left no one unturned. Like, if he didn't like you or felt like he had something against you, whether it's minute or big, you was definitely in the mix of it.
Right. Now, I do have to say, I kind of think, I don't know if it was directly at him, but he kind of went bipolar in the song from what I've gathered from the one, because I think he said something about, Lil Wayne was the original, the one used the Lil Wayne. And then he said, everyone started to sound like Drake. But then I think I don't know if it was the next verse or the last verse, then he started talking about people with ghostwriters. Ooh, so it's almost like he gave Drake some props, but then later on it's kind of like,
took it away.
Right. Uh-huh. So. I mean, what have you heard, Jazz? Have you heard anything down there in the ATL, anything different from what we've mentioned?
No, I actually went and looked at a couple of reactions because, everything be coming to my YouTube page. I'm just subscribed on all kind of shit. So just watched some videos of him going in and calling out some people's names and some celebrities reacting, and that's all I've seen.
Okay.
Because I was like, Eminem dropped a what? Hold on, let me go check this out.
Yeah. So I was like, too. I was like, when? Like, I think I heard about it maybe the day before, not maybe 2 days before. I'm like, when? So soon? Like, I ain't seen no promo, no nothing. Okay,
yeah.
Bam. He dropped it, sold a whole gang of copies. I can't remember the name of the first track. I don't know if it's Fall or Falling.
He'll sell
a copy right
now.
I can't remember the name of it. But yeah. I like it, though. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, he went in.
I think I gotta go to DJ Pool and see if I can find it. So, all right, my bad, Miss Unbelievable. I jumped in there and you didn't even get to the Kaepernick story. What do we got? Do we got anything else before you get to the Kaepernick? Because I rudely jumped in front of you.
Nope. The Kaepernick was the last one.
Okay. What do we got?
Okay. So Nike announces new ad campaign featuring Colin Kaepernick. Colin Kaepernick is not on any NFL roster, but he does have his own ad company courtesy of Nike. Kaepernick has been with Nike since 2011. However, the company hadn't used him in an ad in some time, and he is now publicly commenting on his 25th decision to kneel during the national anthem or his subsequent social activism. Today, Nike unveiled its new black and white ad featuring Kaepernick as part of the 30th anniversary of the company Just Do It campaign. Kaepernick has not played. He is currently involved in a collision case against the league, claiming that his protest is keeping teams from signing him. One thing is certain, Nike's new Kaepernick ad is going to provoke a lot of strong reactions from all over the political spectrum. And it started with the president, and people are now burning their Nike gear.
Yeah, I've seen some of that when they were showing people burning their shoes. They want some ugly-ass shoes anyway. You probably should have burned them. That's not going to last long. They ain't going to burn their Jordans. They're not going to try to burn their time memorabilia. I guarantee you that much. Probably with some knockoff shit. The whole thing, well, for one, I think a lot of people, they misplace and they try to deflect the real reason why he was doing the kneeling in the first place. I think a lot of people miss the whole mission of the statement of him doing that. He was doing that because of police brutality. That's why he was doing it. He was not doing it to disrespect the flag or disrespect anything else, but that was like his own personal Black Lives type matter. I probably shouldn't, you know, try to infuse different, you know, organizations, but I think you people understand what I'm saying. That was his protest of saying, you know, I understand the struggles out there, and just because I'm up here on this platform and I might have it easier than you do, I know the struggle that's going out there, and I'm here for y'all, brothers, and this is my protest to show that I am here, and I don't agree with police brutality. Now, now they done turned it into something way totally different. Now, I think, me personally, I have mixed emotions on the whole Nike type thing. Some people saying it's very courageous for Nike, especially saying that Nike is the person who makes all the NFL jerseys and those type of things. But some people are saying that it's not a great thing that what they're doing. They're trying to exploit him into trying to get money out of what he's doing. Now, have you ladies heard anything about that at all, and how do you ladies feel about it?
I haven't heard anything about that. I'm out on that one.
Okay.
I haven't heard about exploit. I just heard about, you know, just the different assumptions and theories people have for Nike using him now, and how the stock market is going down, and how it doesn't matter what the stock market is. Nike is basically what Black, the African-American people use. So we shall see what and why Nike chose to go this route. Season coming up, and a lot of people want to protest that.
Right.
Now that y'all mentioned, my cousin just posted something about this.
Okay.
I've actually been seeing this all up and down my timeline, but I really haven't been paying attention. But I did read my cousin post. He posted a post saying that he didn't care how people felt about it. He was just glad that he could buy stock, buy shares for a low price.
That's a true entrepreneur. That's all I'm going to say.
Hey,
don't go somewhere.
He's so serious. I swear he's not playing, because that's all he wears, Nike. He ain't joking.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He's trying to get his money back some kind of way, I guess.
Right. Now, that was my whole thing that I was thinking. I was like, that's going to be a great step for Nike, like as in making history. To say that they stepped out in the forefront and went out on a limb, as their ad says, just do it at all costs, or I'm not going to say whatever, but what I can't remember exactly what it says, but that's what the real meaning is. Do it at all costs, basically,
right.
No matter what it's going to cost you. I already knew they're going to take a stumble with the whole, like it said, stock market, that type of stuff. But they're going to bounce back.
Yeah,
they're going to bounce back. Yeah, because now everybody.
You know how
everybody,
long Nike been around, bro?
Right. Yeah.
Nigga, Nike been around before this.
I know, we got to remember that, you know, overseas buy more stuff than we do in America anyway. So it really don't matter.
Yeah.
That stock ain't going nowhere.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I might hit a couple of little spots here and there in America, maybe a little bit. But it ain't gonna go down, because now other people, they're going to be like, I'm going to buy with Nike because Nike supports the movement. And that's going to make the stock go up way even more. You know what I mean?
They're like, buy Nike
stock.
If you want some
stock,
buy the stock right now. Buy a stock right now if you want some money. Invest in the Nike stock.
Buy stocks and socks.
Let's do it.
Yeah. So there's your edition of Monsters Radio Takeover Money Markets. So, all right, ladies. So, all right, we are at the end of the show. We have went over our overtime, but hey, it is what it is. So, let's see. Anything we got special we got to put out there that's coming up?
Not really. But I do want to shout out AMT for calling in. I do.
Okay.
And
so
Eli,
what? They don't want to do the event that you met him at?
Huh?
They threw the event or they just were at the event that you met him at?
No, they threw the event.
Eli? Oh, okay. Okay. Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up.
Yeah, it was... It stands for Atlanta Music TV. So they did the whole show. Like, it was dope. It was dope. We had a lot of fun. We did.
Okay. Okay. We got to talk to them a little more. Talk to them a little more.
Oh, yeah.
As y'all can tell, I'm getting tired because I am repeating myself. I think I just did it right there. Just no interruptions. Y'all got any last words?
Stay unbelievable and level up, level up,
level up, level up,
level up.
Okay, there you go, level up. So, I guess like I always say, I noticed somewhere out there, people are going out tonight and kick it. Whether it's an open mic. It's a reception, a bachelor, bachelorette party. Some people have dog parties. It is what it is. Y'all out there drinking somewhere, but just remember, don't drink and drive. Not because we're trying to be in your business. We need your ass for the ratings tomorrow. All right, y'all, we out. Peace. I'm finna go lay down. I'm sleepy.